Joining me in this portion of Notably Texan are members of a talented and diverse band out of Central Texas who released their debut full-length record, Lovin' Ain't Free, earlier this year. The outfit is quickly becoming known for their high-energy live shows and their unique kind of fusion, if you will, of country and soul and pop and blues that all fits comfortably into an Americana shell. It's delicious. It's also filled with caramel, I believe. I'm looking forward to learning more about these guys as we sit down for a chat with Hunter Glaske and Adam Fisher of the Hunter Ray Band. By the way, Hunter Ray is spelled R-E-A, not R-A-Y. So it's Hunter R-E-A. Hunter Ray Band. Guys, thanks for coming in to KETR.
Awesome. Thank you, Matt, for having us. We're excited to be here.
So, guys, why don't we start out with a little bit of information about yourselves. If you will, kind of tell me where you are from and how long music has been a part of your life. Let's start with Hunter.
Okay, yeah. So my mother played music back in the day and kind of always was an influence on me to play. And I grew up in Tyler, Texas, went to Mary Hardin Baylor in Belton.
Okay.
And started playing music with some guys in college and decided to just start a band. So that's kind of where it began. And yeah, so my mom is the one that actually got me started playing music.
Really? So was that like in was it a church setting or something like that?
Yeah, church setting. She you know, convinced me to do choir in high school freshman year. Then I had to drop it because, you know, can't do choir in high school.
Right, cool. That's not
so
cool.
So yeah, I think my dad was like, you need to stop doing that.
Right.
But yeah, and just really fell in love with it when I went to college and then met these guys. So that's kind of the beginning for me.
So what kind of stuff, you know, not to dwell too much on this, but, you know, what kind of stuff were you influenced by growing up? I mean, was there a certain type of music that called to you?
Yeah, so my dad listened to just a lot of traditional country and a lot of rock, different artists. Like my dad loved Queen. But my mom, you know, was just a big Christian music, so she would say, don't listen to that secular music.
Right.
it was kind of funny, but no, she's broadened out a little bit, and she's come around.
So you were stuck in the middle somewhere there, but
yeah.
That's cool. That's some pretty diverse influences there starting out, and yeah. I can see how that has influenced what you're doing now. So what about you, Adam Fisher? Where are you from, and tell me a little bit about how music has influenced your life.
Yeah, I'm from East Texas, so Lufkin, down east. And so, yeah, I kind of started in Christian music as well. I used to play in some bands, touring bands and stuff for a while. And then when I went to college, I met these guys. And to be honest, when I first met them, it was rough. And I was
Yeah.
But then we became roommates. And one day I was like, they're getting pretty good. And I remember I rolled in one time and I was like, guys, I think I'm in. So I started playing with them for a while and left. And then I've been back now for about a year and it's been incredible. So yeah, I'm into like kind of some oldies. I mean, I love Dylan. I love Springsteen. So I try to kind of bring those elements out. But yeah, and Christian influence as well from how I started. But
as we were hanging out a little bit before the interview started here, I was pleasantly surprised to see that you guys, you know, were familiar with some of my selections from last hour, which is not always the case with artists that I bring in. You know, obviously music is so wide ranging in general, but especially here in Texas, there are so many releases coming out. Many artists don't listen to other artists' music for various reasons, but you guys are obviously influenced by other artists, and you were kind of you know, noting some of the stuff that I was playing earlier. David Ramirez is somebody that you're a fan of.
Yeah.
And what are you guys into when you're not practicing and performing? Do you have like day gigs, if you will, or is music a full-time thing for you?
Yeah, well, you know, we kind of stepped away from my full-time job at McLean Company to pursue full-time music. So I actually work for Waco Tours, and I give tour guides and have a blast doing
it. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so out of the cube, but really just turned to this full-time. So to be able to go on a long radio stretch where we can go up to Kansas and back. So to be able to do that required me to find a different job. So we do that. I do that, and then we meet twice a week once a week as a band, and we practice. We meet once a week outside of that and songwrite and work on crafting our sound, trying to figure out where we're going with it. So,
what about you, Adam?
Yeah, I was at a church for a while, for like 7 or 8 years, and recently I'm going to take a year to just, because our stuff was starting to really pick up, and it's like, this is the time to really go for it. So right now, this is it. This is what I'm doing, playing music, writing music, collaborating. A couple times a week we get together. And then I'm gigging and stuff with other bands when I can.
Okay.
So
You know, I guess so. You guys are kind of in a unique position because for a lot of people who don't make music professionally, you know, music might be a hobby for them, something that they blow off stress. You know, they pick up a guitar and just kind of mess around with some chords or something, and that brings them some joy and makes them forget about the crazy world we're in. But since you guys make music professionally, I wonder, you know, I mean, music becomes your job. I mean, I know it's always going to be fun. But, you know, when you're sitting down to unwind, you might not necessarily feel like, oh, I got to pick up the guitar, because then that's associated with the job somehow. So, you know, do you guys have to find other outlets to sort of blow off stress?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, I have other outlets definitely where I would blow off stress. But for me, since we've started doing this like as a job, I've enjoyed it a lot more.
Yeah.
You know, it's
okay.
Kind of become, yeah. you find a different sound, you find a different identity in it, and so songwriting, everything kind of changes a little bit because you're submersed in this and you're really making it and crafting it. So that's what I've noticed since I've started doing this.
Yeah, our personalities are like, we get pretty lost, and so we can spend like, we can look up and it'll be 7 at night and we're still like
late for
working,
practice.
Yeah. But with my wife now, it's like when she gets home, it's like I got to turn it off and not pick
okay,
up the guitar,
yeah.
or I'll be in trouble.
Right?
So,
you love that guitar more than me, don't
yeah,
you?
I've heard that.
Oh no!
We're showing the recordings that you did.
Yeah.
Just cut it down for a little bit.
Hey, you want to listen to some demos that we cut earlier
yeah.
today, honey?
No,
yeah.
Thanks.
It doesn't always fly. I understand. Okay. Well, I appreciate you opening up about that. Hunter and Adam from the Hunter Ray Band are in studio with me here on KETR. If you're just learning about the Hunter Ray Band, I want to make sure you know that it's spelled REA, and that is a reference to one of the other members' names, right?
That's right. We have another Adam in the band, Adam Ray Band. I mean, Adam Ray in the band.
Wait a second.
So does Adam Ray have a band too? Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. So that's how the name came up, and I think it's gone through some evolutions over the years. Uh-huh. You were trying to figure out what are we going to call the band. You wanted to, you know, have a combination of people's names, but I think you settled on a good name. That's
Thank
pretty
you.
Good.
Yeah, we think we did too.
So in the pre-Hunter Ray Band days, I understand, and you alluded to this earlier, but you guys kind of started practicing more and competing in some music and songwriting contests. And before long, I think you had repurposed your garage, right, so that you had a place to practice.
Yes, we did. Oh, it's kind of funny. Before we had that garage, we had an enclosed trailer.
Okay.
We foamed the inside.
Oh, really?
Put an AC unit on top.
Okay.
So we practiced in that for a
while.
Still
hot, though.
It was still very hot.
I bet. Sure.
So humble beginnings there. And then, yeah, we are a garage band. Carpeted the walls, carpeted the floor, put an AC unit in the window. And, yeah, we've just been hanging stuff, little, you know, records here and pictures, posters, signs,
right.
whatever.
Yeah, I like the vibe in there from what I've seen.
Yeah,
you know?
Thank you. Yeah. So, it's fun. It's great for creating music, too.
Are you far enough away from neighbors to where you don't get noise complaints? Or
Not really.
No. Okay.
They have my number, so if
okay.
they ever get too loud, they just text me.
It's an open thing that they're supposed to call you and not
yes.
the cops.
We'll yes. be outside, though, and we'll hear people, hey, it sounds great in there. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Like our neighbors. So.
Those are the kind of neighbors to have, I suppose.
They're starting to enjoy it now.
Yeah.
Well, that's always good because you don't want to end up next to the one that's got a very sensitive
you
ear, you know?
Right.
So you released your debut EP in 2014, and that's that one seemed a little more country than the new album. Is that a fair assessment?
That is true, very true. Yeah, so that was, honestly, that first EP was a group of guys putting what, like, we thought, you know, at the time was not really a band.
It's yeah.
Just, you know, our kind of we had a couple of, two people probably had an idea in the sound, and we just went and did it and saw just to see what happened. And now, you know, this album's kind of the launching pad for where I think we're going. So this is very much a stepping stone, I think, into the evolution of our sound and what we're trying to do. So, yeah, the EP was a good framework for us. It was kind of that project said, hey, is this worth even doing anymore? You know, is this,
right.
are we good enough to keep going? So that was kind of our test. And then this album, Lovin' Ain't Free, has been incredible as we've dug deeper as a band to create a unique sound.
Some of that may have been helped by this renowned producer that you got together with to help make this here in Texas, right?
Absolutely. Yes, Pat Mansky's been huge. I mean, he helped us with the first EP, and then we got with him and said, hey, we're kind of wanting to go in this direction. And so he just completely submersed himself in it and helped us through it, walked us through it. And yeah, he was definitely key into the making of that.
I see his name on so many albums that we have here, you know,
right.
in our Texas music library. And somehow I've never met or talked to the guy, but I've always felt like we are we are somehow distantly related because our names are strangely similar. That's I'm right. Matt Minky, and he's Pat Mansky. So yeah. It sounds like something someone would call me when they get my name wrong, you know?
Y'all be pals, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Y'all would be pals. Well, I'll take that as a compliment. Yeah,
for sure. He's a good guy.
So, as I mentioned earlier, I had read that the band was really heavily influenced by fellow Texas artist Ryan Beaver, and I don't know if you guys know this, but he's from neighboring Emory, Texas, and we followed him closely since his debut album, so we've talked to Ryan Beaver many times here on the show, but which record was it that you guys were listening to that was such a motivator for you for a little while?
Well, you know, that's what's unique about being in this band. So, Ryan Beaver is a really big influence for, you know, Adam and John Allen, some different people, and so we have literally a collaboration of Ryan Beaver, you know, so okay. I enjoy it, but so Adam Ray reference to that, I think. And
okay,
so we have different reference points on our influences, I guess.
I understand. So was it his latest, the RX album, that you were listening to so
yes.
much? Okay, I can understand how that would be an influential record. So, listen, I wanted to play one of the first singles from this new record. I've got this cut, Find a Way, ready to go. What sort of setup can you provide for this cut?
Well, this kind of started off as a groove by Mason Hightower. Kind of came up, our other guitarist, and we just kind of got behind it and started doing some songwriting behind it. But the groove definitely drove the song and the feel of it. And so we started writing the song and basically figuring it out. Hey, if it's meant to be, you know, keep working for it. If it's not, just let it, you know, move on, go
right.
somewhere else. So Find a Way is kind of that in between. But really came together into this really high energy, fun song that we just love playing.
I'm so glad to see that you've come. Don't you know that I've been losing sleep? Please, if you don't mind, could I love you one more time? Cause the space between is much too deep. An old couple in the back dancing night away. Yeah, I wanna be there someday. So why don't we start over and try it again, so we can end up just like them? Can you feel it like I feel you? If it's wrong, then baby, I walk away. Can you feel it like I feel you? If it's what you want, then we can find a way.
That's called Find a Way. Sounds from the Hunter Ray Bands. If you're just discovering them, it is spelled R-E-A. So I want you to be sure you've got the right spelling if you are taking to your search engine to check these guys out. The Hunter Ray Band on 88.9 KETR. That was Find a Way on your station. It's Notably Texan. That is off of their first full-length album called Lovin' Ain't Free. They've put out some other releases, but this is the first full-length. And I have members of the Hunter Ray Band in studio with me right now, Hunter Glasky and Adam Fisher. We are a non-commercial station. I know that you guys don't live here in Northeast Texas, so you're not able to listen all the time, but I wanted to let you know we're a non-commercial station, and our listeners can, you know, really easily tell because we're able to do these in-depth discussions, you know, on a commercial station. You might have gotten 5 minutes or something, and it's like, you guys are out the door. We got to play some more ads, you know?
Yeah.
So, and we, you know, we kind of bring these outside-the-box music selections and information that we share without the influence of commercial interests. So I wanted to see if you guys had any comments for listeners about why their donations mean so much to KETR.
Wow. Well, they mean so much because this is my second radio tour now, so I've been a part of both. But this right here is so helpful for us. It's so helpful for artists, musicians here in Texas that want to get their name out. And what you guys do is allow us to come and talk to you and get for other people to get to know us. So for us, it's right kind of next to our heart. So we really appreciate it. And we think the importance of this is truly great, for especially for the Texas scene in general. And so, yeah, we appreciate what you guys do.
Well, thank you very much for your words on that, Hunter. Adam, did you want to chime in, or did he cover it?
He did well. No, but I like public radio because it gives you the chance to kind of not have to be biased. There's no one kind of buying your time. You get to choose what you talk about and keep it, you know, somewhere where it's trusted that everyone can believe you. And so I enjoy that about it. And it's important that we have it. It's always been important in our country to have that. So
well said, man.
Thank you for your words on that, guys. I appreciate that very much. So is the band, you know, touring the state pretty heavily?
Well, we're so right now we're doing our radio tour. So yes, we're coming in and out. So there's like a four parts to that, and then we are getting more shows, starting to play some different shows with some guys traveling around with Flatland Cavalry, and so definitely getting to meet some other guys in the scene's been awesome, and just great. Filling up our schedule. Yeah, so.
And you're going out of the state to do some radio stops. Is that right?
Yeah. So this week we're heading to Oklahoma, then to Kansas, and we're now working with Buddy Lee out of Nashville. So they're helping us get some more shows. And nice. We're putting together a run to Atlanta soon. So
okay. So yeah. Getting the word out to outside of Texas. That's a really cool thing. You know.
Yeah. So
I mean, we're proud of our music scene here, but obviously, you know, any Texas artist is going to be ready to bust out. You know. So
yeah.
So I wish you guys all the luck with that.
Yeah, thank you, man.
I was checking. It looks like your next scheduled performance is near here. Will be in Fort Worth next month. You've got a full schedule, though, at your website, which is HunterRayBand.com. That's R-E-A, right?
That's right, yeah, HunterRayBand.com.
So, yeah, just make sure you're spelling it out right. It's just HunterRayBand.com if you want to go do that. Or you can just, you know, search for Hunter Ray and spell it R-E-A.
Right.
I can't stress that enough because I know you want to spell it R-A-Y, but that's not it. It's R-E-A.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We appreciate that. Yeah. We're just having fun. This is a blast. This is a great time for
this
us.
This has been awesome.
And it's good to get to meet you and get to know you a little bit.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, we'll definitely come through here again sometime.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah, please.
Catch up with you.
Make this a regular stop anytime you're in the vicinity because you guys know that you're always welcome. So you can find these gentlemen on all of the usual social networking platforms, no doubt. You can also find them at Hunter Ray. Band.com. I hope that people will follow you online and keep up with your progress. And please, as you indicated before, stop back by sometime, guys. I'd love to hear the latest and see how things are going with you.
Thanks for having us.
Darling, when I'm down, darling, when I'm low, you play my heartstrings just to let me know. Baby, you're my sunshine. You're my pocket of soul. A man is nothing without a woman too.